The important thing when you're doing a stomach bypass surgery is to not hit the spleen. The operation's done on morbidly obese people to help them lose weight. It's a laparoscopic surgery using cameras inside the body.
First of all, we asked to your assistants to remove the liver.
Okay, yeah. So
the stomach is under the liver. Sébastien Jousset is talking me through doing a virtual bypass surgery.
All right, so now I'm in the operating room.
I'm wearing a virtual reality headset that puts me into a 3D operating room. In front of me is a figure, my patient, covered in a blue sheet, and I'm positioned between the legs.
It's an official position to do that
So you're
operation.
Actually between the patient's legs when you're doing
yes,
this?
Yes, okay. Always. So now you will grab your two remotes.
Okay.
The tool is a real-world controller with buttons in my left hand. Jousset helped develop this program for Trois Primes, a digital media company focused on the healthcare industry.
Oh, I see something there.
So perfect. And now with the trigger. Okay.
Oh, I did.
So you cut for the first time just to make, okay?
I'll have to do this 5 times.
So how many procedures are usually in this?
There is 17 steps.
The whole point of this virtual operation is to learn the steps. Surgery is about procedure, which medical students first learn in classrooms and in books.
After, they will try to operate in pig or in cadaver. And after, they will do the monitoring, where they are assisting a master surgeon.
Doing the virtual surgery allows a student to learn and repeat the steps before getting to a cadaver or a pig, which costs money.
It's $6,000 to get a pig, and you have to focus on how to cut, how to operate, and you don't remember all the protocols. We are focusing on the procedural memory, so you really know what you have to do, and you can focus on the technique gesture when they are operating a cadaver or a pig.
Jousset is enthusiastic about how technology, virtual reality in particular, is going to change medicine. He trained as a pharmacist, but he was quickly drawn into the tech world.
Our generation, we were playing PlayStation when I was 10 years old, and we were young when the first smartphone came out. So, you know, we raised with the technology, and it's like a game. So when I saw that my job could be playing with a video game, playing with smartphone, to help people and to earn money, I say, okay, I go.
Virtual reality, it's not just a gadget or a gimmick or a nice thing for gamers.
Elsa Ferra is the partnership director for Virtuality, a now annual virtual reality expo in Paris, where Trois Primes and others were showing their products.
Of course, you know, video games were the first one to use these technologies, but it's not just about this anymore. It's much more. It's really about how it's going to impact our daily lives and the future.
There's virtual reality, which is immersive. You put on a face mask like the one I used on the surgery. Then there's augmented or mixed reality.
This is mixed reality. You have virtual elements which will be displayed and integrate in the real world.
Jérémy Boistier works for Actimage, a French digital company that's been working with Microsoft HoloLenses. Those are goggles or lenses that project holographic images onto the real world.
Okay. Put it on.
At the expo, I tried out one of their HoloLens applications for autistic children.
To use it, you just have to
squeeze like a helmet.
Yeah.
The lenses are transparent, so you see the room, but there's a translucent screen superimposed on it.
You see the play button?
Yeah.
The play button starts the program. Balloons appear, superimposed on the room.
Oh, there's a balloon. Okay. So the balloon is on a lady's head.
When I reach my hand out, a pencil appears. It follows my arm's movement, and if I place it on a balloon, it pops.
Oh, and it exploded.
And
whoa.
And another one will
appear.
Arrows point in the direction of where the next balloon will appear.
There's a red balloon.
I reach out my arms above my head.
You can see you have to move.
This program is meant to get kids moving, playing a game. The idea of using virtual reality or mixed reality in this way for autistic kids is that some games or exercises are not practical or safe in the real world. Boistier gives an example of teaching a child how to cross a street. You could imagine a HoloLens application that projects a crosswalk in cars, gets kids used to waiting for them to pass.
They will learn in virtual. And after, the goal is to they don't use the HoloLens and they go in real life.
This application called Hall Autism is still in development. Doctors will start clinical tests in a few months. After trying out these applications, it's hard to imagine virtual reality fully integrated into daily life, as some would project. The headsets are clunky. The applications feel more like prototypes. But Elsa Ferra of the Virtuality Expo says, just wait.
The gear is still heavy and the wires, they're annoying. But can you remember your first mobile phone? You know, it was like a walkie-talkie. And nowadays, look at what we have. Maybe we don't realize it right now, but I think it's really going to change our lives. It's going to change the way we learn, the way we connect to each other. Training, education, tourism, to visit other countries. You can visit a flat and not move from your apartments.
One company, Nuve, is doing something like that, applying virtual reality to architecture projects. Arthur Derancourt is the main developer for the young startup. He says there's a need for technology in the field.
Two of us went in architecture school. Basically, they were really disappointed by all the solutions we have available to visualize projects. Physical models, they cost a lot to make, they're fragile.
Novaya brings the plans to life in a virtual space.
We have the model on the computer. We can also bring a headset to project the architect, the client, or any actor on the construction site.
Because it's not just clients who are able to visit the future homes. Virtual reality renditions of architectural plans can also help those working on a worksite. And this is where virtual reality or augmented reality may really change the way things are done in the technical world. Electricians and plumbers working on a house or mechanics working on sophisticated machinery. Jérémy Boistière explains that Actimage has worked with the French aeronautic and defense technology company Safran. They've developed virtual training gear for mechanics working on the company's airplane landing gear.
To help them learning how to fix some problem on the landing gear, to change pieces step by step.
There's a virtual training where you interact with the landing gear in a fully virtual space. And then there's augmented reality where a mechanic can be working on a real piece of machinery and the goggles project information onto it, like instructions.
Use the screwdriver to change the screw. It's easier to learn. Currently, they learn on PowerPoints, and this is not the same.
The technology lends physicality to learning.
You have the real feeling and the real gesture.
Today's virtual reality market is divided by geographic regions. Asia is where you go for hardware. The U.S. has developed the gaming industry. Europe, it turns out, might be the future of content. One study says the continent is set to be a global leader here, with a high-skilled workforce developing virtual reality content for a range of applications. Elsa Ferrat says France is strong on this.
We have a lot of creative talents in France. Content creation is really the key. If you just have a nice technology, if you don't have anything to show, it's useless. So it's like having an empty television. You need to have great content. The creativity is very, very dynamic in France, especially.
Of course, each French company has its reasons for staying in France. For Novae, the four founders of the startup are all French, so that's where they started out. Arthur Derancourt says they're supported by a startup accelerator in Paris. Plus, the city centralizes a lot of resources.
We are in near a lot of schools, so we can form people, get the feedback way easier. So we have a lot of services on site. Everything is here.
Sébastien Jousset of the digital healthcare company Trois Primes says that France is a good market for medical training tools, as doctors are required to continually update their training.
All the surgeons have to be trained all along their career. Insurance in France are very looking at that to be sure that there is no more accidents, so they raise their prices if the surgeon doesn't do it.
So far, there's not much competition in the world of virtual reality surgery. In December, a French doctor conducted the first operation using mixed reality, shoulder surgery with a HoloLens projecting medical information in 3D renderings. In the future, we'll see surgeons operating on patients remotely. This is already happening for simple operations. The first such procedure took place in 2001 when a surgeon in New York performed a gallbladder operation on a patient in Strasbourg, eastern France. But the technology is still in its infancy.
Oops.
More.
Oh.
Yeah, perfect. As you can see, this step is very touchy.
Back to my stomach bypass surgery. I managed to staple most of the stomach and have done only one wrong move.
Did I kill him or did I do it?
No, you did. Oh. Bravo.
I'm impressed. I did not kill my patient.
Usually people made like more than 10 mistakes.
I didn't kill my patient. The program made clear how tricky this surgery is. But this kind of training is already showing me, a novice, how it's done. Sébastien Jousset says a big step now is convincing doctors that virtual reality has a role to play.
We need a lot of actors to promote that technology, to make understand to the big public and all the professionals that it's not only a game, a video game.
Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.